guys. Yeah, yeah.
Hi-ya.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. 'Cause you're evil and you lie, and if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, and some may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I say no, I'm gonna kill my dog. May the line sag heavy and deep tonight. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. 'Cause you're evil and you lie, and if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, and some may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I said no, and then I shut myself. So drink, drink, drink and be ill tonight. From the one you left behind, from the one you left behind, from the one you left behind.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Charles, for shepherding the audience forward through the day. You're listening now to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. And that song was Unhappy Birthday from the Smiths' album Strange Ways Here We Come, named after, a Manchester prison. And the reason that I played that was not so much to wish Morrissey an unhappy birthday, but just to celebrate Morrissey's birthday. He is 49 years young today. Luke Meat, who's the music coordinator here, suggested, oh, maybe you want to do an All Morrissey show. And then I realized, yes, All Morrissey show, of course. But that was something akin to, telling a reformed crack addict to celebrate crack's birthday. I spent a long time last night listening to lots of Smiths and Morrissey songs that I haven't listened to in a long time. About first year of university in the mid 90s, I fell very hard for Morrissey, and I was really into him for a while. And I haven't listened to that music in a few years. It's a few years at least. And so it's been quite quite fun to go back and listen to all these old songs. So I have a bunch of Smiths stuff. I have a bunch of Morrissey stuff. I have some stuff that's that inspired Morrissey and the Smiths, and some stuff that was inspired by. So, yeah, a whole afternoon devoted to, or hour devoted to Morrissey. If you have any requests, I've tried to be unstumpable. I've got about 25 CDs here. I've got about 10 hours of music on a computer. I've got the full resources of the CITR music library at my back. I don't think you'll be able to request a Smith song, recorded song, that I can't play, or a Morrissey song. Try it, though. If you're a Morrissey fan out there, give me a call and try to stump me, or request your favorite song. Okay, so to start things off, we're going to hear a live version of the first single that the Smiths put out, Hand in Glove. It's a great song, The Sunshine Out of Our Behinds. Morrissey started so prodigiously, already one of his greatest lyrics. And then after that, we're going to hear their second single, This Charming Man, and that's from a 1984 concert in Amsterdam, a bootleg that I have. And then thirdly, we're going to hear something from Rank, their only officially released live album, and we're going to hear the song Ask. Once again, if you have any requests, give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And it's the All Smiths and Morrissey Hour here at Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, let's get to it. Here is Hand in Glove.
This is our record, which is still buyable, Hand in Glove.
Hand in glove, the sun shines out of our behind. No, it's not like any other love. This one is different because it's love. Hand in glove, we can go wherever we please. And everything depends upon how near you stand to me. And if the people stare, then the people stare. We'll be right back.
say no, how could I? Kindness is nice, and kindness can stop you from doing all the things in life that you want to. So there's something you'd like to try, there's something you'd like to try. Ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can anybody read? So ask me, ask me, ask me. Then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me.
That was Ask.
Ask!
Ask! From Rank, the proper live album that the Smiths put out. Before that, we heard this Charming Man from a 1984 bootleg from Meervaart in Amsterdam. Pretty good bootleg if you can find it online. And then at the top there, we heard Hand in Glove, which is the Smiths' first single, and that was from the There's a Light That Never Goes Out single.
Pretty rare these days.
Yeah, pretty hard to find. Although Dandelion Records, this pretty hotshot record store that I went to, if you have a bit of money in your pocket, there's plenty of Smiths and Morrissey 12 inches there to pick up. So they're nice, but not cheap.
So is it true that Morrissey, his very first live show by himself, was at a pub, and he allowed free admission to anybody with a Smiths t-shirt, and like something like 15,000 people showed up?
That was the show in, I think it was Wolverhampton, and he hadn't played a he had gone solo, and his album was out, but he hadn't actually toured yet. And so to get admittance to this concert, you had to just be wearing a Smiths shirt.
And, which pretty much defined about an eighth of the population of the UK, right?
Yeah. So not smart. If you rent the Morrissey, I think it's Suedehead video, which is the video compilation. Mm. In between it, there's little filmed clips from that concert. And the interesting thing about that is that I'm pretty sure that there's a, I think it's Mike Joyce and Andy Rourke are the
that's the ultimate trivia question. Name the other two Smiths.
I'm pretty sure that they're playing with him on that. I'll have to double check that because I wasn't prepared for that question.
They need to eat, man.
Yeah, but but that was like shortly after the Smiths had broken up and Johnny was off doing whatever he was doing. And
I think
so
he was doing Mind Bomb at that time with Matt Johnson from The. That was his first reel.
Yeah, this was in '88. So
yep,
it was
that would have been it. All right, it's great record.
He was already off doing that. Cool. So coming up, we're going to hear a couple of requests. We've got another song from Strange Ways, Here We Come. Adam wanted to hear Stop Me If You've Heard This One Before. Obviously, great song.
I think that's my favorite Smiths album, actually.
Yeah?
Well, it's the first one I heard, so,
yeah,
you know,
it's
just one
very,
of those things.
Very, very good. Queen is Dead is obviously... Mm,
that's their best album.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to hear Vicar in a Tutu from Queen is Dead.
Yay.
And then We're going to hear London, which was another phoned-in request, and that is on the Louder Than Bombs compilation, which was my first Smiths album. And
really, you know who does a really good cover of it? Anthrax.
Of London.
Yes.
Holy
it's
cow.
It's on the Tapehead soundtrack featuring Adam Sandler.
My goodness.
Yes,
okay,
there you go.
Here is Vicar in a Tutu from Queen Is Dead.
I was minding my business, lifting some lead off the roof of a hole in a church. It was worthwhile living a laughable life, setting my eyes on the blistering sides of a Tutu. It's not strange, he just wants to live his life this way. A sketchy bitch of a finger with a decorative ring wouldn't cook on the head of a goose. As Rose collects the money in the canister, who comes sliding down the banister? The Hula Tutu is not strange, he just wants to live his life this way. The monkish monsignor with a head full of plaster said, "Mamma, get your vibes so dry clean." As Rose counts the money in the canister, as natural as rain, he does again. My God, the Hula Tutu, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The next day in the pulpit, with freedom and ease, combating ignorance, dust and disease. As Rose counts the money in the canister, as natural as rain, he dances again and again and again. And I thought I'd get used to, and I never get used to, and I am the living sign.
I
What a nice tune. Thanks, Hans, for calling that in. That was Well, I Wonder from the album Meat is Murder. Before that, we heard Request for London. Luke tells me that Anthrax has an amazing cover.
Killer
that
version
from,
of it.
Louder Than Bombs, which is an excellent, I'd say the best Smiths compilation.
That's the best way to start.
Much better than singles or...
Or Half a Hollow or
Yeah. No,
Well, it's certainly longer.
True.
Like it's got
Bang
26
for your buck.
Tracks on it.
Yeah. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret, Vancouver's newest rock and roll hotspot. This week's shows include Blowfly tonight with Mr. Plow and Betty Ford. On Friday, Young and Sexy is playing with Strange Magic. On Saturday, May 24th, is Mixed Up with DJs MKW, Betty Ford, and Dickie Doo. Sunday is Sunday Jazz with Morgan Childs and Amanda Tossoff. And next Thursday, Hank Pine and Lily Fawn, CD and comic release book. CD and comic book release.
It's a release book.
Comic release book. Ugh. And they're playing with Carolyn Mark. That's the Biltmore Cabaret, located at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th Avenue. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more info. Other shows coming up pretty soon. Islands are playing June 10th. That's an all-ages show at the Plaza. Again, I don't know how they worked that, but... More power.
It's going
to
be weird, yeah.
Yeah, but it's great. I think it's good. Mm-hmm. In terms of 19, or no, in sub-19 shows, Urban Aid 2008 is at the Jericho Community Center tonight. It's for high school students only, so you need your go-card to attend.
Cool.
Totally cool. I don't know
like
who's playing.
Like, for once, we're not allowed.
Exactly.
In. That's awesome.
I'm totally blocked from tonight. Beirut is also playing tonight at the Commodore. Tomorrow night, the Breeders are at Richards for an early show. That same night, Ladytron is playing with Data Rock at the Commodore. Saturday night, M83 is playing at Richards. The Presets are at the Plaza. And Bison is playing with Spread Eagle and the Death Rays at the Astoria.
That's insane.
Yeah, that'll be
Saturday's
sick.
A busy night. Yeah.
Jamie Lydell is at Richards on Sunday night. MIA is at the P&E Forum for a Echo Fest. And on the 29th, the Foles are at Richards. The 30th, White Lung are playing with CPC, Gangbang, and Cheerleader Camp at the Astoria. And the Long Blondes are playing that night at Richards on Richards. Other things, a couple of shows just announced. September 2nd, Battles are at Richards. That should be pretty wicked. And
they're still staying at Richards. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd make the natural progression to
we'll see.
Commodore. But...
No Age, July 24th, with Mika Miko and Abe Vigoda, who I've heard are very,
awesome.
Very good. And Jizza is going to be performing Liquid Swords at Richards on August 27th. Tickets for that are on sale tomorrow, so get on that. Also, Music Waste just announced their lineup, and it's hot. You can finally see Ejaculation Death Rattle live.
I never thought I'd hear that said on the air.
That's pretty exciting.
You should check the website for that, by the way.
Yeah, musicwest.ca has...
Waste.
Yeah.
.ca.
Music Waste?
You don't want to go to musicwest.ca.
I said Music West.
Yes.
Oh,
whoops.
No, avoid Music West. Okay, yeah, musicwest.ca, Vancouver's premier underground music festival. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep on trucking here. It's Morrissey's birthday, so we're celebrating with an hour full of Morrissey programming. Up next, we're going to hear some artists that inspired Morrissey. So we're going to hear Nico. The first album that Morrissey bought as an 8-year-old child was Chelsea Girl by Nico.
That's pretty hip.
That's very hip.
At
I wonder
eight?
If it's a little revisionist history, but he claims that he bought it at 8 years old.
That sounds like a claim to me.
Yeah, exactly. Then we're going to hear some Jabriath. Jabriath is a pretty terrible glam rock star from the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
He was the American response to David Bowie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Even though the New York Dolls already had it covered.
Exactly.
But Morrissey did re-release this record a couple years ago.
So we're going to hear a song from him. And then we're going to hear the New York Dolls. Morrissey briefly was the president of the UK-based New York Dolls fan club. And then we're going to hear some Patti Smith. He's a big Patti Smith fan as well. So we're going to try and squeeze those in and then move over to the solo era.
Cool.
Here is Nico from Chelsea Girl with a song by Jackson Brown.
You need not know. breath till then. Don't ask me to explain to you, there's nothing to remain but what we see. Show itself to me. So love and learn, take your turn. Somewhere there's a feather falling slowly from the sky. You need not know the reason why.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I'm in crime. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. To go to church, I bet you will not be alone. Time for fits. Cause I just got to make it in the power to miss.
I'm a looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with glue. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. I know I've been howling on streets all night away. Just a looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
All right. All that right. Was the New York Dolls looking for a kiss. L-U-V. I love that beginning to the song. I, like, it's from, who is Shangri-La? Is
yeah,
that who?
I think yeah. So.
That and You Say I'm in Love? Yeah, okay, anyways. Before that, we heard Patti Smith. From her classic album, Horses, big Morrissey favorite there too. And then.
Is that where the name came from?
Horses?
No. Patti Smith?
In part, I believe. And because it was just bland, because they wanted, like, the. Like, there were all the, like, Dexy's Midnight Runner and, like, all these really, like, fanciful.
Hey, you haven't heard the last of them.
No. All these fanciful names. And so they wanted something that, like, was just utilitarian, boring. Yeah. So I saw recently that Dexy's Midnight Runner has an iTunes store.
Wow.
And it ranks the popularity of the songs. And so there's
Come On Eileen.
That it's one, like, it's full across, and then none of the other songs
of
have
course.
Any songs.
Well, it's too
which
bad.
Is no surprise, really. Okay. So, and then at the top there, we heard Nico. We've got only like 12 minutes left, so I got to pack a lot of Morrissey into this. So we're going to quickly hear a request from Charles for Every Day Is Like Sunday, and then we're going to hear some other solo stuff, and we're going to end on a high note with a special guest Morrissey collaboration.
Ooh.
I won't give it away yet, but this right now is Every Day Is Like Sunday from his first solo album, Viva Hate.
Thank you. staring in the window of the shop that never opens, planning my selection from all the treats in the side. Should I take as I desire, oh shall I, or should I hang around to be enticed inside? I'm trying to explain to myself I can have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say no, who brainwashed the small shy boy inside. He doesn't know he can have both. Smiling through the window to the one who never serves you, I've not been feeling myself tonight. Should I take as I feel like it? Well, shall I? Oh, shall I? Or should I wait and hope to be dragged inside? Oh, I'm trying to explain to myself have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say no.
All right, so that's going to just about wrap up our All Morrissey birthday special. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed what you heard, and thanks to those that called in with requests. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by Biltmore, the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more info, and check out the podcast if you like what you heard. I'll be posting the playlist on the Dunkin' Donuts blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com if you're interested in some of the things that I played. We're going to close things out with a special collaboration Morrissey did with Susie Sue. The song is called Interlude. It'll be a lovely way to end things. And please stay tuned this afternoon. Marielle is coming up with We All Fall Down. She promises absolutely no Morrissey whatsoever. Robin with Ink Studs at 3 o'clock. And then at 4, Brendan and Cody with Crimes and Treasons. Thanks for listening. Next week, we have the Dunkin' Donuts Asian Heritage Month special, so tune into that.
Loving you. makes the whole world change.
Loving you, I could not grow.
Till then, sweet friend, time is like a dream, and now for a time you are mine. Let's hold fast to the dream that tastes and sparkles like wine.
Who knows
if it's real or just something we're both dreaming of? What seems like an interlude now could be the beginning of love. What seems like an interlude
beginning of love.
What seems like an interlude now
could be the beginning of
Exquisite Corpse with DJ Bleak.
Oh.
Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio, way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.